The project in question is called Access Northeast, and it stretches from Pennsylvania to Boston. It was announced last year as a partnership between pipeline developer Spectra Energy and New England's biggest electric utility, Eversource Energy, formerly Northeast Utilities. It would involve replacing an already existing pipeline with bigger pipe and would cost around $3 billion. It would bump up the region's gas pipeline capacity by something on the order of 20%. And according to Lee Olivier, executive vice president of Eversource, it will lower electric rates.
Once Access Northeast is operational, it's projected to save customers on an average year, kind of an average winter, about $1 billion a year across our region.
Olivier was speaking during a conference call to announce National Grid has joined the project. And that electric utilities are proposing to pay for natural gas pipeline is what makes this project different. National Grid's Senior Vice President John Flynn says Eversource and National Grid will ask for permission to pass on those costs to New England's electric ratepayers.
It's absolutely not a sure thing, and yes, it is utterly unprecedented.
Normally, natural gas heating companies pay for pipeline expansions. They then sell whatever capacity they aren't using to electric power plants during the summers and other low heating demand periods. Under this plan, it would be the electric companies who would sell capacity to power plants. While electric ratepayers would pay for the gas pipeline, Eversource's Olivier says overall electric bills would drop.
There should be a net reduction over the course of the first year to 18 months in the customers' bills.
The germ of this idea emerged out of a committee formed by the six New England states governors in 2013, but it stalled out over the summer. And this proposal still faces its own challenges.
I don't see how New Hampshire law would currently provide for that.
Cliff Below is a former New Hampshire Public Utilities Commissioner and state senator.
Well, in states that have fully integrated utilities, where the generation supply is entirely the responsibility of the monopoly utility and you can't choose any other source, then yes.
But, he says in New Hampshire, market deregulation, which lets customers choose their electricity provider, means to fund this project through the ratepayers will require rewriting state law. That process is rarely uncomplicated. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.